I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it is time for a pick six at six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Let's see if we remember how to do this. We got the six biggest storylines of the day. We're going to count them up one to six. They're not in any particular order other than this one, because the biggest story of the day was not about who was at OTAs and what we saw at OTAs, but about who wasn't at OTAs.
Number one.
Dan Quinn asked about the major players who are absent and how he addresses them, how he keeps in touch with them. By the way, if you haven't heard, the major players that were absent were Terry McLaurin, expected, as he and the team are actively working on a contract extension. Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, not as expected, at least by us on the outside. So, Dan Quinn, what's up?
What's your approach with that? It's a voluntary situation, but you know, you obviously would like guys here, but it's voluntary. So what's your approach on handling all that?
I think it's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? What do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team, and so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new, and now it's that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time. Like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
Really did a great job of getting away from the root question there. But it also is a good reminder by the end to say, hey, as we ramp things up, if these guys are back, like, how much are they really missing? Missing one day of 7-on-7 and a bunch of individual drills is not a big deal for a veteran at all. You'd rather have them there, and especially because these are guys that you're hoping are either directly leaders or at the very least setting a good example and something that guys can learn from in the room. Hey, this is how it's done situation for a guy like Tunsil. But alas, this is the reality of business in the NFL. It's not that big of a deal. And the biggest thing is making sure the guys still stay connected, which, for instance, Jaden Daniels is with Terry McLaurin.
Me and Terry got a good relationship outside of football. So, you know, obviously you got to handle what he has to handle. And, you know, but that doesn't change anything. The fact that, you know, he's part of our brotherhood. You know, we know Terry's working and everything, so we got to get better, and he knows he got to get better each and every day.
There's not going to be an ounce of resentment for Terry McLaurin. Now, look, if Marshawn Lattimore, who struggled last year, struggles again this season and is not at any of the voluntary stuff, and especially if it's mental mistakes and missing assignments, could I see a situation where that blows up a little bit more? I guess, probably. But for a guy like Terry, not a big deal. For a guy like Laremy Tunsil, I find it hard to believe it is going to be a big deal. But we will see, and hopefully it's not a big deal, because hopefully they are not going to miss anything. And if they do, realistically, I don't think it's going to be because they missed May 28th.
Number two.
As for the new guys, getting up to speed on what is happening in this offense specifically. I say offense specifically because Cliff Kingsbury was the coordinator who spoke today. He was asked about, you know, kind of balancing the player egos of, yeah, you know, you got guys like Debo and you got Terry still. You got, you know, all these weapons. Zach Ertz is back. How do you balance having all of those different guys with needing to run a functional offense and not so much care about their egos? Funny answer here by Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created, where it's you know, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So,
Anthony, I think we should put that on a t-shirt. I think, or can we make a sign to hang over my shoulder here that's just like, I would rather be cussed out by good players than bad players. That's how you build a winner.
We can make that happen.
All right. Put it in our very large budget. It's going to be a plain white sheet of paper with very Times New Roman-y looking. Can we afford a better font at least? Can we make it a cool font? This is stuff that Matt Essig used to do. He'd just hang random stuff around the studio.
I was about to say, this is a Matt Essig assignment.
Call him, see if he'll come back for an afternoon just to print out something on a sheet of paper. We don't need a whole fancy, you know, graphic. We need a plain sheet of paper and a proper thumbtack. As for the man who's in charge of getting all those different people the ball, Jaden Daniels asked as well about implementing some of the new guys when he stepped to the podium this afternoon, specifically about the offensive line. So guys that he doesn't have to get the ball but are very, very important new additions. Here was Jaden on Tunsil and Connerly, his two new tackles.
Yeah, I mean, those are good additions that we brought in, and obviously what Adam and his side of the building is doing. You know, you got to trust them with everything that's going on. So obviously I'm excited. Those are two great individuals, and we got even more that they brought in. So I'm excited to, you know, get to work with them and still progress and, you know, get ready for camp.
I think perhaps the most important talent situation in the offseason might not be on the field. It's what we're going to talk about next.
Number three.
Which is that the coaching staff is back in basically full, and especially on the offensive side, including retaining Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury speaking for the first time today since he made that decision. And so he was asked directly on why he wanted to come back and, you know, what drew him away from taking a head coaching job this offseason?
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
And so back he comes with DQ, with Dan Quinn, another year, obviously, of being Jaden's, you know, head or offensive coordinator. Probably doesn't hurt your head coaching prospects. How important was it for Quinn to bring everybody back? DQ asked about that today as well.
It's a really big deal. That's why I did lead off with that intentionally, because I don't think we've got a chance to really talk about that as much as I thought we would, because looking back for me, it's pretty rare. And we've also added in Brian Schneider, somebody that, you know, I've had some experience with, who is also another like true heavy hitter on the special team side. But I guess it fast tracks some of the things that we understand, but it also allows us probably to get a little deeper, you know, than we were in year one, to get closer, better understanding of one another. And that's been a big deal for me. So year one to year two for a player is big. It's, for coaches, it's big too. And so, I really appreciate that.
Dan, Cliff, the Commanders back at work today. That is the front half of our pick six. Three more storylines with plenty more from Quinn, Cliff, and Jaden Daniels. Next, here on the Hoffman Show, here on the Team 980. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you want it? Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches. Commanders minority partner Mark Ein joining us at 6:30 here on the Hoffman Show. We continue, though, right now with our pick six at six on the days that OTAs on the day that OTAs open to the media. It's phase three of the Commanders off-season program. Actual football practices, kind of, 7-on-7, etc. It's also our first chance to talk to especially the veterans. And there was one question on everyone's mind when it came to Jaden Daniels.
Number four.
Hey, bro, you lift? Seriously, Jaden was asked a lot of questions. And all of his teammates and coaches were asked a lot of questions about whether or not Jaden Daniels is bigger now after that jacked photo we saw of him with the SpongeBob meme on social media. Start off with Dan Quinn and his answer. Does Jaden look different physically?
Gotten in the weight room? No, we haven't got side by side in the mirror or anything, but like he's doing great. Honestly, I don't know what else to share with you about that. He's at the right markers that we want him to be. So he and all the guys have, you know, certain weight and body composition that they're all hitting for. So for him, he's in, you know, the space that he wants to go.
So, Dan Quinn, hey, Jaden's doing what we want him to do. He's where he's supposed to be. Great. Then there was Cliff, who was asked about, what Jaden, what he looks like. Is he bigger? Here's Cliff Kingsbury.
I mean, I think he's still pretty lean, you know, but he's definitely worked really hard at his fitness and the weight room, and I mean he's here early and stays late and does all the things, so I'm sure I haven't seen his weights, but I'm sure that he's a little bit thicker than he was.
Cliff kind of in denial mode, and then there was Jaden, who was incredibly uncomfortable and literally on the last question of the press conference was asked more specifically, like, how much do you weigh, how much weight did you put on, and ran out of the room laughing and refusing to answer. But earlier he was asked about if there was a concerted effort about bulking up in the offseason.
Nah, I was just working out. It wasn't like I need to eat this amount of much. No, it was just go out there, have a plan, and, you know, naturally just put on weight.
This whole thing is so funny to me. It is, like, it's obvious he's bulked up a little bit. He's just thicker. His lower half, his trunk, his arms are definitely a little bit bigger, but he was pretty string beanie last year, and he survived the year relatively just fine. He's also getting older. This is what happens. Like, guys spend more time in the weight room. The body finishes maturing. For males especially, like, your puberty, yes, starts in your teens, and you're through most of it by the time you're through college, but, like, your body doesn't stop really changing until 25, and then it starts changing in a different way as everything just goes downhill, unless you're a professional athlete and working out all the time. The point is that it's obvious that Jaden is doing stuff intentionally because that's his job. And the discomfort for everybody talking about it in their own way, of Dan just being like, yeah, this is part of the job. Jaden being like, I don't really want to talk about it. It just kind of happened. And Cliff being like, I don't know, he still looks skinny to me, is, to me, I find it all humorous, but it was the story of the day out in Ashburn.
Number five.
Story number five for us in our pick six at six. What do we want to see better in year two, especially from the offense with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury? Let's start off with Daniels and how he thinks his relationship with Kingsbury can grow this season.
Just transparency and stuff like that. This is what I was comfortable with. This is what he likes. And, you know, how can we find a middle ground to obviously expand, you know, the playbook and still have our core plays?
So excited to you know, look at the playbook and do a little bit more. You know, obviously they're more comfortable with each other this year. There's probably going to be even more discussions, but I feel like they had a great relationship last year for sure. As for where Cliff wants things improved, he didn't necessarily go specifically to Jaden, and in fact went to something that Jaden was really good at last year. Jaden was excellent, especially for a rookie, in protecting the football, both fumbles and interceptions. But down the stretch, we know that that was a problem for the Commanders for some other players.
Yeah, I thought, you know, ball security ultimately kind of was our Achilles heel late in the season. Had a bunch that we can't do if you really want to be one of those elite teams. And so I think that's an area that we'll harp on all offseason and try to be better protecting the football.
And that starts now. It starts with ball security drills and all of those things that we saw today. They spend so much time this part of the year on fundamentals, and that's great. I mean, I feel like back in the Rivera era and to an extent the Gruden era, I'm trying to remember, they all blend together eventually. It's just like OTAs of years past. But it just kind of felt like a regular season practice. There is a distinct ramp in how Quinn periodizes the season. And it is so much more fundamentals work now of just like, let's get back to basics. Let's do all of the basic things that we need to do that set the foundation for who we want to be. And I think that matters. Like, you don't, as an NFL player, you don't work on ball security as often once you get in the season. And you don't work on it probably at all on your own. You're busy trying to level up. And so it's kind of on the coaching staff to establish the baseline. And I think this staff does a really, really good job of that. And, you know, preaching it, not just preaching it, practicing it as well is the way that is going to be effective.
Number six.
Last but not least, funny exchange, but also a meaningful exchange here between ABC7's Scott Abraham and the head coach, Dan Quinn.
Hi, Dan. You know, last year you guys were kind of like the hunters. Now this
we're
year...
We're always the hunters.
Okay.
Okay. We're not... No, go there. I know I'm cutting you off right before you get started.
Okay.
Yeah. That way we don't have to like get into, are you the hunter or the hunted? Like, we are always the hunters.
Explain that then, because you've had a lot of success
last
year.
I knew where you were going with that. I like it. I'm glad.
And in a sense, you know, last year you were one game away from going to the Super Bowl. So obviously the bar has been raised. Teams below you are looking at trying to knock you guys off in a sense. So that role reversal of how this team is going to handle success, what does that look like to you?
So we've got a lot to prove. And so for us, that is what the hunting is. It's not something that's going to be on at the end of the season. It's right now about these next 3 weeks. We've got a couple weeks OTAs and a mini camp, and it's like absolutely going after it as hard as we can to see how good we can get, and then we'll worry about training camp. But the hunter is a mindset. It's an attitude of absolutely delivering and going for it, but that's who we are, and that doesn't change on anything – you know, done previously. It's just how we get down.
All right. I cannot express to you how much I love that. Like, I'm the most excited, just jacked up, ready to go, ready to run through a wall that I've been all day. Football practice is boring. It's cold. Not cold, but it's gloomy and gray and rainy. And now Dan Quinn's got me all fired up, ready to go hunting. Like, this is absolutely the correct mentality. Like, we don't change who we are. We don't change because we've had success. We got here by thinking of ourselves in a certain way. And it's important to say, like, we're the hunters, not like, because it's not denying the reality that you're now one of the favorites, that you had success. It's just like, yeah, we had success by hunting. So we're going to keep hunting. You know, the lion or the tiger or whatever king of the jungle animal you want to pick, that is one of the hunters in the wild. Just because they catch their prey doesn't mean they stop hunting. And that is the mentality that they're taking into hunting getting better, hunting success again. Like, I genuinely love that back and forth. By the way, I thought Scott did a great job of handling what he could have turned into, even accidentally, an awkward situation there too. But I thought he did a good job of reframing and asking the question. But it's a phenomenal answer by Quinn. It's exactly who he is. It's so authentic. And that's how you get the best out of your players, by truly being yourself and selling a story that is believable, that they can buy into. And that becomes, you know, narrative becomes reality. It's just, that's really good stuff there from DQ. And I think it fits this team very well. That is our pick six at six here on the Hoffman Show. Biggest storylines, best sound of the day on days where we have lots of news and sound from Ashburn. Next OTA period, next Wednesday. And we will probably be out there again, and certainly we'll be giving you the best sound of the day next week, same time, same place. Tomorrow on the show, don't forget, Doc Walker will have his thoughts on what's going on this offseason with the Commanders. I'm out tomorrow, be back on Friday. But before we wrap up this edition of the Hoffman Show, Mark Ein, Commanders minority partner, with us here on the Team 980.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we stream on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where you see Mark Ein is with us, the chairman and CEO of the Mubadala City Open, coming back to D.C. this July. Of course, he is also a partner with the Washington Commanders. We'll talk about a little bit of both. But Mark, welcome to the show. Great to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's do the Commander stuff off the top. And then I am a huge tennis fan, so I'm very excited to talk tennis. Obviously, most people in the audience know you probably. They know the City Open. It's been a DC institution for a long time, but we're a very Commanders heavy show. I just want to ask you, like, very broadly, when you got into this with Josh, who you've known since elementary school, and you see the totality of what you guys have done here in a couple years, not just on the field, but you're lobbying the federal government. You're involved in DC City Council. You're hiring executives. You're hiring coaches. You're doing construction. There's so many facets to what your group is doing. Did you have an idea that this was going to be as involved as it has been? Or has this been bigger? Like, you probably knew it was a big bite, but maybe a larger mouthful than you bargained for.
No, I think the mission here was, we know how beloved this franchise was, how much the team meant to people, families, companies, jurisdictions. Like, we knew what this meant. And, you know, I've been here for the last 30 plus years. So I've lived through, you know, sort of the decline and the irrelevance. And you know, Josh grew up here and, you know, and stays close to it. And, you know, Mitch is here. And so we understood what it was, what it was a long time ago, what it was when we got there, but also what it can't, could, and should be. We also knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew all of these things. We knew it was a rebuild on the football side, the business side, the stadium side. Like, we knew it, but that's honestly what we all love to do. Like, that's what we spend our lives doing. We love building things, all of us. I mean, look at the companies that Josh has built, you know, Apollo and the portfolio companies. Mitch has built Danaher. Look at the stuff I've built, and you've seen the turnaround in the tennis tournament. Like, this is our passion. It's what gives us energy. And so I don't think we underestimated what it would be. I think what's been so rewarding is just how quickly fans have embraced the team again. And, you know, when I go around town, the amount of people who stop me just to say thanks, and it's like you're giving them back something that they treasured and they had lost. And that is so gratifying. It makes all the hard work really, really worthwhile.
You know, Mark, that answer actually doesn't really surprise me at all, because it felt like as you all came in, you realized the gargantuan nature of this task, how multifaceted it is, and seemed to have a plan of attack that's allowed you to operate at the speed you have. So this is probably something we could do like an hour podcast on, but I'll just ask you one question and then we'll get to the tennis tournament. But like, when you take over, you know, an asset, a company, or you think about building something, like, how do you... like, what's the first thing on the to-do list to understand how to build to ensure that you can get to step two and step three and step four as you go?
Yeah, there's really two things. The first thing is, what's our mission? What do we stand for? So, like, what is it that this is all about? And what do we stand for? What are your values? What's the mission? What are the values? And we literally did that before we closed. And all of us, Josh does that with all of his companies, Mitch lives by that in his, and I live by it in ours. And so, and then you get alignment. Does everyone agree? So then you sort of have the mission and the values you're going to stand for. And then you just have to make sure you have people who are there, who are aligned and buy into that, and that every decision you make is guided by them. Where organizations get off is you put those there, but then there's a short-term gain that goes against your value and you do it, and then the whole thing crumbles. So mission and values. And then the second thing is leadership. Do you have the right people in leadership? And when people, you know, look, we're all excited after last year and the potential of what could happen on the field this year. What I'm most excited about truly is the leadership of this organization. When you look at Adam Peters as GM, Dan Quinn voted best coach by the NFLPA, an incredible culture coach. Then the people they've been able to attract under them, which is incredible. The number of those people who got offered the big job, GM jobs, head coaching jobs, who said, no, I'm going to stay here because I want to be part of it. That speaks volumes. And now on the business side, we have Mark Klaus, who's an extraordinary CEO, an extraordinary brand builder. It's like he didn't come from sports. We interviewed him in sports. We're like, this is the right guy because he's a culture guy and he's a brand guy and he's a leader. And so when I think not just this year, but I look in the next 10 years, we have a mission we're all agreeing on. We have a set of values we've all bought into. And then we have this incredible leadership team now also supported by the people under them. Like, you can't predict what's going to happen, but you've kind of laid the foundation for hopefully a lot of good things over a long time.
Mark Gein, the CEO and chairman of the Mubadala City Open with us here on the Hoffman Show, of course, limited partner with the Commanders as well. So you talk about the tennis tournament, flipping that. You took over as chairman in 2019. What'd you inherit, and what do you think it is now as you embark on this summer where you have seven top 10, either WTA or ATP players coming to play already in DC with potentially more getting added to that list closer to?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. The tennis tournament, we took it over. It's the only ATP 500 on tour. It's the fifth biggest tennis tournament in the United States. I was a ball kid when I was a little kid. The two things I cared most about as a little kid growing up in Chevy Chase, going to Rollingwood Elementary School with Josh and Leland Junior High and BCC was the tennis tournament where I was a ball kid and the football game where I'd go with my dad. Like, those were the two things that meant the most to me. And so this tennis tournament, as I was an adult and I would go, it's like the tennis is great, but the experience is not what it needs to be. And so when we took over, we were very ambitious and very quick in making changes. Like before we took over, there was nowhere indoor or air conditioning to go unless you were in the VIP tent. And like that's, it's July in the middle of DC. The food was the Park Service food. It was not. And so we took it over with only 4 months, but came in and built new facilities, brought in new food, and just keep, we've kept building on that. And so now there's these great venues, indoor places, tequila bars, wine bars, like all this stuff, and 4 Michelin star chefs, best of DC food and wine. And what, so what happened is when we took it over, 20% of the tickets were full tournament tickets and 80% people bought it by the day. We're now almost, just 5 years later, we're almost opposite that. It's 75% wow. people committing the whole tournament. And what happened is people are like, I'm not just coming once, I'm coming every day because I can have great food, have great drinks, bring my other friends. I'm so close to the players. And so we've sold every ticket for the last 4.5 years. This year, 100% will happen. That's never going to change. And it's all the result of these investments. And then you talk about the players. We also had to really invest in the player facility. So we built this fantastic compound on site with amazing food. We literally, especially European players, coffee is the thing that matters the most to them. So we fly America's best barista in every year from Michigan to serve. And the players like that kind of touch, they love. We have great gyms there. And then we put them up at an incredible hotel. You know, it costs us more than other places. But literally, I was talking to one of the players' agents who came yesterday, and he said, you know, the way you treat the players, the quality of their hotels, and everything they do when they experience in DC is why so many players now want to be here. This is really great.
All right. I have so many follow-ups. First of all, how do you get named America's best barista? How has this guy hung on to his title so long? And I need to know more about the barista, Mark.
Yeah. Well, you can interview him on site this year. I don't know okay. what award he won, but he did win that award, and we pay a lot to have him come and make our players happy.
And whatever it is, he's working. All right. Good. That's good. DC's food scene is amazing. I love, you know, the fact that you can get some of the best cuisine of any kind in the world in this city. So why was that something that you focused on to tap into that part of DC's culture? And, you know, how did that process go of recruiting these chefs to come together to the same thing? Because I could imagine I mean, the food scene is incredibly competitive. Someone might be like, no, I'll go, but not if he's coming or she's coming.
Yeah.
So how did you get, you know, the collaborative nature to build this environment that you have?
So look, I love food too, like you. And I like, the thing that drives me crazy is if I go to a sporting event and I can't eat the food and I've got to eat before, after. And the thing about a tennis tournament is it's not just 1 2-hour match. If you can go stay 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. But what happened there is that you couldn't eat the food. So you'd come for the match and you'd leave. And it's like, if we can create the venues, the food, the drinks, that experience and curate something special with a lot of variety, it's people will come, they'll stay for 6 or 7 hours, and they'll come day in and day out. And so that was the vision from the very beginning. And the very first thing we did, I got my friend Jose Andres, obviously a legend in town, and he came aboard. Yeah, unreal. But we got Duke's Grocery, like the best burger in DC. We have Dolcezza ice cream. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then over time, it's like the players. Like this tournament used to have to chase players to come play this tournament, and they would have to go chase them. Every player we announced today came to us and said, I want to come to DC. The chefs come to us. Restaurants come to us. We haven't announced all the new ones who are coming. Last 2 years, we've had 4 Michelin star chefs. So Jose, Innit Little Washington, Nicholas Stefanelli from Officina and Masseria. We had Albie there last year, and the Dabney. And we'll have something very similar this year. Plus, not just the high end, but also just the best of DC everything. And I can't wait to tell people about the other ones who are new. And if you look, there's food stuff, there's Latteray macaroons and stuff. These are people calling us saying, how do I get a presence on the site? Because it's kind of a tennis tournament wrapped in a food and wine festival, and I want to be there. So it works great for everyone.
Well, if you want to announce any of the food people on our show and they want to, you know, bring a sample too, your show knows how to get in touch with my show, so to speak.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Rafidi is amazing at Albie and Yellow. And by the way, congrats to Jose on the Chef's Table episode that just came out, part of the Legend series. That was very, very fun to watch. More about his story. All right, last thing for you, Mark. On the players front, one of the guys who's coming back this year, DC's very own, Francis Tiafoe. I know the relationship has been tight with him over the years, and obviously this is his hometown tournament. So how big of a role has Francis played over the years in being a part of this tournament as a player, just as a player, as someone who's risen through the ranks and been a high profile player, and then also as an ambassador for the city?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fantastic to have Francis, someone of his passion and character and the light that he exudes, part of our city and part of it. I mean, another, like, just the way the world works, it's so small, is, you know, people know this story that Francis's dad was the maintenance guy at the Junior Tennis Champion Center in College Park. Coincidentally, it was my mentor in life when I worked in New York, who moved to DC and built that place. And so I've known Francis and his family since Francis was like 5 years old. And as years have gone on, we built a friendship. I try to mentor him in things outside of tennis. We talk all the time. So there's a personal connection, but then just what it means for our city when he shows up and is playing the night match there, it's so electric. And it's also where Francis shines. Like, he loves the biggest stages. And I know he said, after winning a Grand Slam, winning DC would mean more to him than anything else. He really wants to get his name on the awning, and I hope he can do it one year. He's just like the perfect, his life story, how he carries himself, his spirit of generosity, how great he is around everyone during that week. It's one of the things that makes the tournament that so special.
He's going to have some stiff competition, which is great this year, including other top Americans, Tommy Paul, Taylor Fritz, amazing names on the women's side as well. Mark, this was so great to have you on the show. Hopefully we'll have you back soon, maybe even announcing some food. The Mubadala City Open is coming back to DC this July. Get your tickets now because they are almost sold out. Mark, thanks for your time, and we really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you soon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And just like that, we've made it to the end of another edition of the Hoffman Show, our final segment here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. I'll be off tomorrow doing some family stuff, and then back on Friday, Doc Walker, the one and only, in tomorrow, Anthony. So everyone give Doc and Anthony a call tomorrow is really what we're after here. Give them lots of calls. Tell Doc all your opinions. He wants to hear all of them. That's how Doc typically rolls.
Light the lamp.
Yeah.
Light. K-9 alert. Hey, look, Craig is sending out the K-9 alert. About 21 hours in advance.
Trying to help y'all out for tomorrow. So Doc Walker in for me. I'm sure y'all talk some NBA. See if there's more Western Conference Finals to talk about, or if this is the end for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then, of course, Game five?
Yeah, we're game five for both.
Tomorrow night of the Eastern Conference Finals. So you look ahead to that. Anything else that you know is on deck? We're going to move Never Read the Comments to Friday. So Friday should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that show. Anything else that y'all got?
He texted me. I told him I was busy, though. I was on air still.
Oh.
And then he didn't say anything.
I'm sure that went over well with him.
Yeah.
He's probably going to yell at you about your hair.
Yeah, probably in about like 8 minutes or so.
Yeah. So stay tuned, as they say. But I'll be back on Friday. So looking forward to the day tomorrow, and then getting back here and yapping it up on Friday. Any other housekeeping, Anthony, to do here?
What is your confidence level that we'll be talking about the Timberwolves and Thunder on Friday?
15%. It's not very high.
Yeah, I seem to agree.
I'm confident in the Thunder. I'll put it that way. Let's wrap up with real things real people said into real microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be sub this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, tonight in Baltimore, Maryland, at CFG Bank Arena, the Indiana Fever will take on the Washington Mystics. Again, no Caitlin Clark in that one. But being in the state of Maryland gave the Washington Mystics social team a chance to embarrass their players by asking them this.
Maryland has its own flag? Cheers. Does every state have their own flag in America?
How many colors are in the Maryland flag?
So Brittany Sykes first was Australian Jade Melbourne, who didn't even know that state flags existed.
Didn't even know Maryland had a flag.
There is Sonya three Citron colors should know. In the Maryland flag. Is that right?
No. I'm going to guess three.
No, Sony.
Is that right?
No, Sony, it's not.
Red. I mean, yeah. Red, yellow, black.
I'm missing one.
I don't know. Come on.
Chuck Sutton. No.
I have no idea.
I'm not American.
But I'm going to go ahead and say five.
Is that it?
Oh. No.
But she knows. She's from here.
That was Aaliyah Edwards. Now pointing to Shakira Austin, who is from Maryland. Right, and
Maryland flag. Yellow, black, red.
One. Missing one, Kira.
Clock that. There's three to four colors in the Maryland flag.
Emily Engstler, kind of right.
One, two, three,
four. Okay, I can name the colors. Isn't it black, red, and yellow? And white, so it's four.
Georgia Amore, Australian, black, first one to get it right.
Red, gold, white, four colors.
Kiki Iriafin, ching ching, 44. She's got multiple degrees from Stanford. Or an engineering degree from Stanford.
Ha! Yellow, slim. Red, black, white.
Syracuse education in your face.
That was easy money.
Yeah, well, for some of them. For others, not so much. Hopefully they're, as a team, better at playing basketball than naming colors the Maryland state flag. Also, I gotta follow up on Sonya Citron, who's incredibly bright, not knowing about state flags. Jade Melbourne, I understand. She's not from here. All right, that's our show. I'll see you Friday. Hang out with Doc tomorrow. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.